So I am Joshua Craver. I'm with Kansas State University, and today I'll be discussing some research from my master's titled UVB Radiation Affects Intumescence Development in Ornamental Sweet Potato. So to start off, I'd like to give a brief introduction as to what intumescences are. So intumescence is a physiological disorder where abnormal growths will develop on the surface of plant tissues, such as leaves, stems, and petioles. Now there's no known pathogen that causes this disorder to occur, so it's solely the result of the environmental conditions that the plant's being subjected to. So if we look at these two pictures on the right, you can see a ornamental sweet potato leaf that's covered in these intumescences, while the picture on the left is a completely normal sweet potato leaf. Now, the development of intumescences is thought to be due to cell hypertrophy, cell hyperplasia, or possibly a combination of the two. And so what we'll see is that as these cells are expanding and dividing at a rapid pace, we get these large translucent protrusions that will occur on the surface of the tissue. Now, this disorder commonly develops on ornamental sweet potato, and ornamental sweet potato has become increasingly popular over the past few years with new cultivar introductions. So we're starting to see this disorder become more and more prevalent in the industry. Now, there are many proposed causative factors that are stated to be involved in the development of intumescences. But while there is a wide range of causative factors that are stated to be involved, there is one common similarity in almost all cases, and that is that intumescences typically only develop in controlled environments. And so at Kansas State, as we were looking at this disorder, we started to think about the differences between an outdoor growing environment and an indoor controlled environment where we start to see these developing. And one of those environmental factors that we believe may have been changing as we move from outdoor to indoor production is ultraviolet B or UVB radiation. So if we look at this figure in the bottom right, you can see that we have our visible spectrum of light from 400 to 700 nanometers. And below that, we have the ultraviolet. Ultraviolet, or UVB specifically, is between 280 and 315 nanometers. And so what's interesting is that when you start to move into these controlled environments, such as greenhouses, you have typical greenhouse glazings that will filter out this UVB radiation. So we believe that potentially this lack of UVB radiation entering into these controlled environments may subsequently be causing these intumescences to occur. So the objective of this research then was to determine whether UVB radiation does play a role in intumescence development on ornamental sweet potato. So to test this objective, we had four light treatments that we wanted to look at. Our first light treatment was called our control treatment. And in this treatment, plants were simply subjected to a typical greenhouse growing environment. There was no supplemental light given to these plants. Now our second treatment we called our treatment UVB. And within this treatment, we used these UVB 313 lamps, which you can see an example of here. And these emitted UVB radiation. So those plants within these treatments did receive the UVB. Now our third treatment is called our treatment UVB blocked. And this treatment is very similar to treatment UVB, but with one key difference. And that difference is the addition of these mylar sleeves over the bulbs. So what these mylar sleeves will do is effectively block out all the UVB radiation that is emitted from these bulbs. So essentially what we had with treatment 2 and treatment 3 is a direct comparison, where the only difference between the two is that treatment UVB was emitting UVB radiation, and treatment 3 was having that UVB radiation blocked. And our last treatment was called our full-spectrum treatment. And in this treatment, we used full-spectrum bulbs that are stated to emit a spectrum of light that's very similar to what we typically see in an outdoor growing scenario. So really trying to mimic that outdoor production environment where we would typically not see intumescences developing. Now, whenever supplemental light was provided to the plants, we did this using a 13-hour photo period to mimic what we were seeing in the natural day length at the time. So for this study, we had two cultivars, Ace of Spades and Sidekick Black, and you can see examples of both of those cultivars here on the right. And in terms of fertigation, we would fertigate the plants whenever half the plants reached approximately 45% container capacity, and we would then fertilize using a 200 ppm nitrogen, constant liquid feed. So in terms of the data collected, one of the first pieces we obviously wanted to look at was intumescence development. And the way that we quantified intumescence development was by counting the number of leaves on each plant within each treatment that were developing those intumescences. And this gave us a good idea of how susceptible plants within each of these treatments were to the development of this disorder. The second piece we wanted to look at was start and end width, as well as fresh and dry weight, just to see if we had any differences in plant growth among these different light treatments. We also did what we called a plant salability rating. And this was a rating scale from 1 to 5 that not only took into account damage done by intumescence development, but also damage done by UVB radiation. And I'll explain that UVB radiation a little later on during the results section. And then lastly, we did take temperature and relative humidity measurements within each of these treatments. So in terms of the experimental design, this was a two-way factorial treatment structure, where our two factors were our two cultivars and our four light treatments. And this was done in a replicated row orthogonal experimental design, where our replicated rows were our three benches in the greenhouse. And because each treatment occurred on each bench section, those treatments were orthogonal to the rows or the benches. Now, there were three plants from each cultivar that were assigned to each treatment. And each experimental run for this study lasted for 2 weeks, and we did two total runs. And then the GLIMAX procedure of SAS was used to analyze all of our data. So I'd like to start out by talking about what we refer to as our treatment validation. So what we wanted to do was make sure that we had differences between UVB radiation emitted within our treatments. So if you look at these two graphs at the bottom, you'll see that on the y-axis we have our UVB measured in watts per meter squared, and on the x-axis we have days. So for each of these treatments, we would measure UVB radiation emitted within the treatment every 3 days using a spectroradiometer. And so the main takeaway from these graphs that I'm wanting to show is if you first look at this orange line at the top, this is representing treatment UVB. And you'll see that we're getting roughly 0.8 watts per meter squared of UVB radiation emitted within this treatment. Now, if you compare that to our other three treatments seen here at the bottom, within these treatments, we're getting less than 0.1 watt per meter squared. So we have a big deficit between what we're seeing within treatment UVB and our other three treatments. And this was really essential to the study as we move forward with the results. And so in terms of the intumescence development, one of the first things we found was that we had a difference in cultivar, whereby the Sidekick Black cultivar showed almost no intumescence development, and the Ace of Spades cultivar was highly susceptible to the development of this disorder. So because of this, we were only able to evaluate the effects that each of the treatments had on intumescence development on the Ace of Spades cultivar. So you'll see in this figure below, on the y-axis, we have our estimated probability of affected leaves, and on the x-axis, we have our four different light treatments. And so the first thing I would like to point out is for treatments normal and UVB blocked, we had roughly 25% of the leaves on plants within these treatments that were developing intumescences. So within these treatments, the plants for the Ace of Spades cultivar were highly susceptible to the development of this disorder. Now, we received a little more control in our full spectrum treatment, where about 15% of the leaves on plants within these treatments were developing the disorder. But again, we didn't have that amount of control that we were hoping for. But where we really saw the most control was in this treatment UVB, where less than 5% of the leaves on plants within this treatment developed the disorder. So again, we had a great amount of control within this treatment UVB. Now, in terms of the growth parameters, what we found was that there was no evidence for any treatment effects. So regardless of which treatment these plants were being produced in, there were no significant differences between the treatments. Now, what we did find, however, was that we did have significant differences between our cultivars, whereby the Sidekick Black cultivar produced greater fresh and dry weights, and the Ace of Spades cultivar produced greater start and end widths. But this was really just due to the morphological aspects of each of these cultivars, whereby you'll notice the Sidekick Black has a more dense and compact habit, leading to those greater weights. And the Ace of Spades cultivar has a more trailing habit, which led to those greater start and end widths that we found. We found very similar results in terms of the plant salability ratings, whereby we had no significant treatment effects. So regardless of what treatment these plants were grown in, plant salability ratings, there were no significant differences. And we believe this was due to the inclusion of UVB radiation damage. So if you look at these pictures on the bottom, you'll see with the Ace of Spades plant, this was Ace of Spades plant grown within treatment UVB, and you'll notice this deformity and wrinkling of the foliage. And this was solely due to the UVB radiation that this plant was subjected to. Similarly, if we look at the Sidekick Black cultivar, you'll see some discoloration of the foliage that is occurring. And again, this was solely due to the UVB radiation that treatment UVB was supplying to this plant. So what we found was that while treatment UVB did help in preventing intumescence development from occurring, ultimately this benefit was nullified due to the aesthetic damage that we still had occurring on this plant due to that UVB radiation. Now, we did also find that we had significant differences in temperature, specifically that treatment UVB did have significantly higher temperatures than treatment UVB blocked and treatment full spectrum, but it was only on run two, and it was only for very specific days during the study. And when we did have these significant differences, they never exceeded 3 degrees Celsius. So if you look at this for the second run of the study, if you look at this graph at the bottom right, you will see a couple asterisks indicating those days where we did see some significant differences. But again, it was only 3 degrees Celsius, so we're not too worried. Similar results were found with the relative humidity, in that treatment UVB did have significantly lower relative humidity than the other light treatments on average. But again, this average did not exceed 3.4%, so we're not too worried about those differences that we were seeing. So in conclusion, what we found was that UVB radiation did significantly help in reducing intumescence development. However, it was not 100% effective. So you'll remember that we still had about 5% of the leaves on plants within those treatments that were still developing the intumescences. One of the reasons we think this may have been occurring is due to a shading of upper canopy leaves, specifically that the upper canopy of leaves may actually be blocking the UVB radiation from reaching that lower canopy and causing intumescences to occur within that lower canopy. We also found, or we do believe, that temperature and relative humidity may certainly act synergistically to increase the severity of intumescence development, but as it stands with the results from this study, we do believe that light quality really is that environmental factor that is instigating this disorder to occur. And lastly, I do want to point out that we did have cultivar differences, whereby the Sidekick Black seemed to be relatively resistant to intumescence development, while the Ace of Spades cultivar was highly susceptible. And this does suggest that there is some form of genetic component. However, as it stands with our best recommendation for growers, until we better understand the UVB intensity and specific quality of UVB light that is essential to prevent this disorder from occurring without causing that aesthetic damage, really our best recommendation is just to select these resistant cultivars, as that's going to be the most cost-effective method of preventing this disorder from occurring in the greenhouse. So with that, I would like to thank funding from the Glockner Foundation and K-State Research and Extension, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Yes?
Did you try UVB with your full spectrum? Maybe I missed something, but full spectrum was to mimic field light conditions. Did you actually use UVB along with your full spectrum lens?
Yeah, so the question is, did we have UVB radiation within our full spectrum treatment? And the answer is that initially we expected to have very small levels of UVB radiation within that full spectrum treatment. But unfortunately, as we got the experiment underway, we found that we weren't getting those levels of UVB radiation that we were expecting with those bulbs being stated to emit a spectrum similar to outdoor. So we were expecting UV within that treatment, but we found that we were getting still very low levels.
Do all greenhouse coverings block UVB?
Many of them will. Many of the polys that we typically have over the greenhouse will block UVB. Some will not. But typically we're blocking the UV to prevent degradation of materials within the greenhouse, and because we typically don't think of it as having a benefit to the plants, but we're slowly finding more and more. So it is going to vary depending on the material that you use, but often we do find that it is blocked in greenhouses. Yes?
With the addition of the UV light, you saw some disfiguring, that the whole nullified benefit. What would you rather have, a plant that was slightly affected by the UV lamp or one with an intumescence if you were a consumer?
Right, so the question was, would I rather have the damage done by the UVB radiation or see damage done by intumescence development? And the answer is I'd rather have neither. I would like to be able to find a way. And that's really the moving forward with the study, is finding out how much UVB radiation is necessary to prevent intumescence development from occurring without having these side effects. As it stands, I would probably go with the intumescence development, because with that UVB radiation damage, you are getting a lot of those leaves crinkling and a lot of discoloration that's occurring, which may be a little more apparent to a consumer. But as it stands with the salability rating, it seemed like both were equivalent in terms of the people that we had come through and rate these plants. The question was if we had blue light or UVA within with the full spectrum. And we did take full spectrum measurements for each of these treatments. I just didn't have time to show. And so this is in micromoles per meter squared. And what we found was that, yes, we were getting blue light in all of these, within all of these treatments. But in terms of UVA, the only treatment where we were getting significant amounts of UV radiation was in that treatment, UVB. Right. Right. Blue light potentially. Also, it has been found with tomato that potentially red light is an instigator for intumescence development, while far red light will actually assist in preventing it. And so we're thinking there may be a relationship between the red and far red that may also be regulating this response.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no more time for questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.